Greg, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, man. Great having you on the call today. So you've been with this REI Vault group for, what, 6 weeks?
That's about right, 6 weeks.
I was looking today's May 19th, May 20th, and I saw that you did your first direct mail campaign on April 8th, so 6 weeks. And how's it going?
It's overwhelming. I had no idea that it would be anything like this. It blows my mind.
Yeah. So overwhelming in a bad way or overwhelming in a really good way?
Overwhelming in a really good way. I've gotten more telephone calls. I was out last week and showing I actually sold my first property, and my phone kept going off, a little bottle top, and the woman asked me, said, "What's going on with the bottle top going off?" I said, "There's actually people calling me, want me to talk to them about buying the house." And she said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "I think we're going to be best friends, you know." I said, "I hope so."
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Greg, I was looking at your response rate. You've had well over 22% response rate on a first mail drop, single postcard, huh?
Yeah.
And I know that the national average is around 11%. You're in North Carolina, so much higher. But let me ask you this. You've had a few hundred calls, and how many deals have you put under contract so far?
If you're looking at the houses, counting the one that I just talked to yesterday, looking, he has 12 properties. You're looking somewhere around 20 properties.
So I know, I got a text message from you last week. And you said that you had 8 properties under contract. And then you said that you got one, we just chatted a little while ago, you got one seller with 12 properties that wants to sell them to you?
Right. Yeah, I called him and he said he had a property, but he had some other ones. And we just kind of hit it off and kind of sound like we're best friends. And he said, "Well, I got 12 altogether." He said, "I'll get my wife to email you all over the prices and all the information you need." And I'm on my way over there today to meet with him and actually a cash buyer, to look at the property.
That's awesome. So, you know, I was discussing with this a little bit earlier, and you said that you've got, so this particular one, you don't have locked up in contract, but you're bringing your buyer with you and allowing your buyer to work with you on the price so you can build in your profit. That's pretty cool. So you got a trusting relationship with this buyer?
Yes, absolutely. It's a woman. Her husband's a doctor. We just kind of hit it off, and we just kind of fell in place. And she wanted me to email all my properties that I get with her, and I texted her about this, and she said definitely she wanted to see it. And we had set an appointment for 2:30, and then she texted me back saying that make it 4:30 because her husband wants to look at the properties too. So that, I feel like that's 2-hour advantage.
That's awesome. And so you'll go out, you guys will look at the properties. You're going to look at all 12?
I don't know if we can get to all 12 of them. They're pretty much right close to the hospital, kind of all together, maybe one or two that are not. But I hope to see as many as we can.
Yep. Now, that's great. In terms of, you know, just for the rest of the group, the REI Vault group, are you getting, you got a ton of leads. And you probably had, I haven't even looked. I think you've had somewhere like 200 or 300 voicemails. Actually, probably, you know, I can pull it up right now while we're sitting here. Let's see here. Where is Greg? So I was looking. You had $1,200 worth of mail drop. Wow, you've had 434 voicemails. Man, you got a ton, 434 voicemails. Half of them were hang-ups, which is normal. And it looks like the VAs have marked well over 100 as viable leads. You got some deals, my friend.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's kind of overwhelming trying to get to everybody and try to handle it all, trying to work a full-time job and do this. But, you know, my wife said abandoned her because when I get off home from work, I get upstairs and I get on the computer and I get on the phone. But it's such enjoyable work. I mean, you know, 2 or 3 hours fly by and, you know, I know my wife's mad, so then I need to go down, keep her happy. But I'm really enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's great, Greg. That's really awesome. I'm super, super excited for you. In terms of some of these deals that you've locked up, were they off of the first phone call, or have you had to have multiple phone conversations with these sellers?
Well, basically, I figure people out. If they're looking for retail, I just try to cut it short, and I say, you want retail that you need to see a realtor. And, I can be glad to recommend one, and they normally don't if I get them off the phone. But other ones, you can feel if they're negotiable or not. And sometimes I try to feel them out, and I'll throw a figure, and then go back, and I might say, look, let me sit down, let me do a little research, and I'll get back with you in a day or two. And if not, I give a day or two later, and I come back, and then I'll kind of work a figure up with them. And normally, by that time, we have a rapport, and we can work something out. So I feel like I've been pretty successful with people. People seem to like me and trust me, I guess, especially just calling on the phone. I do have a little advantage that, excuse me, that I own a bottle of water company called The Blue, and I always say to them, I said, have you ever heard of a company called The Blue Bottle of Water? And they say, yes. So I said, well, I own that, and it kind of gives me a little rapport, that I'm not fly by night or anything like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how just referencing, building rapport through referencing and stories is key. And I don't know if you remember this. Remember when we first were kind of talking about the REI Vault program, and I said that you're going to be amazing on the phone. You get a great phone voice. You come across with a massive amount of integrity and friendly. And
yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And the trick to this thing is just getting to the leads and then just getting on the phone and finding these people. And if they're motivated, great. If they want retail, put them on the follow-up letter because they'll come back in 3 weeks or a month or so.
Sure. Like I said, it's been blowing my mind, really. But when I first started thinking about it, I said, nobody's going to discount their property that much. I'm not going to be able to give these deals. Well, if I was scared and nervous the first few phone calls, and, after you make a few deals, you just kind of get a little confident, and, like I've heard y'all say before, talk to them, and you can't make a deal, go on to the next.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw your, you texted me, and I forwarded on to the team, by the way. I really appreciate you kind of giving a heads up. But your first deal that you closed and profited, you said, how much profit?
$7,000.
And that was from start to finish, that was almost like 4 weeks from the time that we dropped the mail to the time that you closed it?
Right. What I actually did, I had it on the market for 85, and I had a couple of cash buyers lowball it, 66, 68, and couldn't do anything with that. And I finally had this cash buyer came out with $80,000, and I had it a contract for $78,000. I told her, I said, let me make a phone call. I said, we're going to make a deal. I said, but I got to make some money. I called the owner back, and I told him that I need to get this property for $73,000. I said, I got to get you. So he was willing to do some financing. I said, it's a cash buyer, no financing. Will you take $73,000 for it? He said, absolutely. So he reduced the contract to $73,000 from $78,000, so I made him $7,000.
You know what, Greg? That's awesome. That's a really, really good nugget for everybody because, you came up, you guys agreed to a price, right, with the seller?
Right.
And then you came back and, had a frank conversation with them, probably because you had a rapport with the seller, huh?
Right. Well, I had showed the house probably 6-7 times. I've had a couple people tell me that I've already showed the house more than the real estate agents that they had on it before.
Yeah. Do you tell these sellers that you may be flipping it to somebody else?
I'm pretty open and honest. I tell people that I'm an investor. I said, but I deal with other investors. I said, right now, I'm cash poor, but I have other investors who have cash who are looking to buy. And I have never had anyone to question that or anything, because that's really what I'm doing. And I am cash poor. I've got probably 10 properties that I own myself, and I am cash poor. send them through. And everybody, you see, and then I kind of lead into, I said, did I deal with investors? And they buy deals. I said, there's a lot of properties on the market, and they're looking for deals. You know, that they're not looking for retail. You know, I kind of throw that in and let them know that, you know, these are investors that got money, but they're looking for a deal. So it kind of sort of plants a seed in the mind.
There's something to be said on working in the light. There's nothing shady that needs to be. The full disclosure and having a good relationship, it's refreshing, isn't it?
Well, that's, I just feel more comfortable that way.
Yeah.
I know the training says, you know, I forget what it is, financial agent or something like that. But I just didn't. For myself, I didn't feel comfortable with that. I just let them know, and like I said, I haven't had any negative feedback on that at all.
Yeah, that's great, Greg. That is absolutely outstanding. In terms of working with Chris Chico and myself in this whole REI Vault program, are we delivering for you? Are you happy with what we're bringing to the table?
Absolutely. I tell you, I have done a lot of things in my life, tried a lot of programs, spent a lot of money. And this wasn't, you know, cheap to get into, but the rewards aren't cheap either. So I am so happy and so glad that I made the decision to do this program, because it has gone way beyond my expectations. You have the program. You got the phones ringing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's awesome, Greg. You're a pleasure to work with, and I know that you and I text message each other a lot, and it's awesome in terms of our responsiveness and coming back when you need something. Are you you finding we're pretty responsive?
I've got no complaints on everything. Anything that I want, the same thing with the virtual assistant. You know, I still got some learning to do on the podio. But everything is as presented or better.
Yeah, that's great, Greg. Well, I know it's going to be a long-term relationship with you, my friend. So we're just as thrilled to be working with you, and it's gonna you're gonna be one of those guys that you're gonna have 100 deals under your belt pretty darn fast.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, awesome. Well, great chatting with you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, see ya.
Mm-hmm.